This is Vatican Radio, and I'm Susie Hodges. On the 75th anniversary of the death of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, a leading scholar on the life of the saint describes him as a witness of heroic charity. Father James McCurry is the Minister Provincial of Our Ladies of Angels Province of the Franciscan Friars Conventual in the US, and the author of a biography on Maximilian Kolbe, who belonged to the same order. Father McCurry met many times and became the best of friends with the Polish man for whom Father Kolbe gave up his own life inside the Auschwitz concentration camp. He spoke to me earlier.
St. Maximilian Kolbe, whose 75th anniversary of martyrdom we're commemorating, stood in the 20th century against the backdrop of all the cataclysms of the two world wars, the unfolding of Marxism into a whole communist totalitarian system, the rise of nationalism in Japan, where he was a missionary, the spread of secularism and totalitarianism. He stood as a symbol of gospel freedom against that backdrop of all the isms that were dehumanizing modern times.
He is, of course, best remembered by people, let's say, beyond the church for sacrificing his own life. Can you briefly revisit what he did?
In late July 1941, whilst he was a prisoner of the Nazis at Auschwitz concentration camp, Maximilian and approximately 600 other prisoners from his barracks were lined up for the entire day in the glaring sun, and 10 of them were selected to be executed in reprisal for the escape of a fellow prisoner. Father Kolbe was not one of the 10, but one of the 10, Mr. Francis Gajewniczek, a Polish army sergeant, cried out, "What will happen to my wife and my children?" And Father Kolbe was so moved by the plight of this father of a family that he stepped forward and asked the commandant if he could take the place of Mr. Gajewniczek. The exchange was allowed, and all 10 were placed in an underground starvation bunker where they were deprived of food and water for the next 2 weeks. And when 4 of them were still alive after the fortnight, the Nazis executed them by the injection of carbolic acid into their veins. And that was on the 14th of August, 1941.
It's also very heartwarming that the man he gave up his life for managed to survive.
Yes, Mr. Gajewniczek thanked him with his eyes. I got to know Mr. Gajewniczek very well in the years after St. Maximilian Kolbe's canonization in 1982. And Mr. Gajewniczek lived until 1995, the age of 93. We became the best of friends, and he often would say that St. Maximilian Kolbe did not die just for him. He died for all of us to give us a witness of heroic charity.
We recently saw Pope Francis visit the Auschwitz death camp, and he remained in silent prayer for more than 10 minutes inside the cell where Father Kolbe was put to death. What were your feelings on watching this?
Watching Pope Francis praying in total silence within the death cell of Maximilian Kolbe at Auschwitz gave me a deep resonance in soul, because I've been inside that death cell many times myself with groups of Franciscan friars, with groups of lay people, and privately to pray. It reduces one to silence. The atmosphere in that cell is a sacred atmosphere because it proved to the fellow prisoners, it proved to me, to your listeners, it proved to Pope Francis that good can triumph over evil. A place that the Nazis designed to be a site of horror and hate and despair, Maximilian Kolbe, by the grace of God, turned into a place of the triumph of good and of love and of hope.
I was speaking there to Father James McCurry,